Praise the Lord. Shall we all give a mighty clap offering for our God through our Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Are we all joyful? Amen. Are we all blessed? I am blessed. Every moment we have heard, we have seen what the Lord has prepared for us, we have all been blessed. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we say thank you for your grace and mercy which you have bestowed upon every child of yours, Lord. We say thank you for our beloved brothers and sisters of these five care home cells, Lord. We say thank you for the edification, for the blessing which you have brought us, Lord, through these your precious children, Lord. Once again, let your grace and peace be with all of them and the entire body of Christ in the Bread of Life Fellowship. With honor and glory and praise unto you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 15. Verse 9 and 10 I am reading. John chapter 15, verse 9 and 10. As the Father has loved me, and so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as you have obeyed my Father's command and remain in his love. Verse 11, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Lord Jesus Christ, before his glorious work on the cross, calling his disciples, the Lord has given one final great command for every one of his disciples. That is, as I have loved you, you love each other. And this is the command Jesus Christ gave us for a special reason. And that reason is his desire and purpose. We'll go to John chapter 14, verse 9. Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me." Here, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is revealing the great truth about the eternal relationship between him and the Father. Both Christ and the Father are the persons of one eternal God along with the Holy Spirit. But Jesus Christ is telling here, I am in Father and the Father is in me. We both have an eternal relationship with each other. And this relationship did not start when I came into this world. I came to reveal our love relationship to you all so that you understand that eternal love relationship which we had, which we now are giving it to you, which we now are empowering you, and which now I am commanding you. So that's when Christ repeatedly, he says, if we go to same chapter 14, verse 19, John chapter 14, verse 19, our Lord is saying, "Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you." Now, do you see that? In John chapter 14, verse 9 and 10, when we read, Lord is revealing the relationship between the Father and Him. That we were eternally unseparated, we were eternally in a love relationship. But now, if you love me, if you obey me, you will be in me the same way as I am in the Father. So the love relationship which we had is now extending it to you, all my creation, all my beloved children. That's why Bible says, let's open our Bible to Romans chapter 8. Quickly, Romans chapter 8, verse 16. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs in God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His suffering in order that we may also share in His glory. The scripture, what Paul is revealing us here is that it is God's will and desire that we are adopted as His children. When God created, we are a creation. We are not in His divine being. However, God said, when you participate in the union with Christ, you become one along with me, sharing the same love which we share between us. Who are they? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's why Christ is repeatedly saying to the disciples, now you are entering into a union with me, and this union will bring you into the same love relationship which we had with each other. That's the greatest privilege God has given to His children, us. Let's go back to John quickly. The third scripture which we are going to read is the prayer of Jesus Christ. John chapter 17, verse 20. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. How come all of them may be one? We are different faces. We come from different places. We have different unique characteristics. But here, the Lord is praying. Our Lord Jesus Christ's last prayer is that everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, they all may be one. The unity the Lord is bringing here. Do you know why the Lord Jesus Christ is bringing that unity? Because He knows what unity is. There is no one in this universe who knows what unity is other than the triune God. Because they were in fellowship with each other in unity. Unit means one. The word unity, how did it come? It's one God. And the one God, three persons fellowship with each other in an eternal love relationship. That's exactly the image and the shadow which God is showing to us, that in you, all of you, you will love each other with the same love, sacrificial love, unconditional love, then you are also one together. When you are one together, you come and join with us, the triune God, in communion, not in divinity, in communion, so that we become united in Jesus Christ and in triune God. That's why the prayer continues. You see the prayer. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. Do you see that? Why is Christ giving that analogy? The same way as how we both are in each other, they all together must be with one another. Going to the next scripture, 23, verse 23, I in them, let's read from 22 onwards. I have given them the glory that you have gave me, that they may be one as we are one. See the repetition. You see very clearly. Pause there and observe that scripture. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one. What is the comparison? Just that they may be one as we are one. Who are the we? Is it God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit? So we, as His children, must share that same love between each other. That's the desire of God. With all our humanness, with all our shortcomings, the Lord is telling, I will equip you with my eternal love, that you love one another as we love. We are in eternal relationship with each other. The triune God is talking to us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Finally, the last scripture, verse 23. I in them and you in me. See the extension of the union. Christ said, first Father is in me and I am in Father. Now Christ is telling, now I extend and go into the lives of these dear children whom I have redeemed through the precious blood, through my precious blood. This is what Christ is telling. I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. So that's the desire of our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may be one. So how much more we need to focus on the greatest command to love one another. As I told you, we have shortcomings. We have many things that comes through these fleshly inputs or these fleshly cravings. But have we taken the power of the Holy Spirit? Are we walking in spirit? Because the Spirit of God will help us to overcome the flesh which hinders us to love one another. What a blessed time we had when we see brethren coming together and blessing us so that all of us were blessed as one unit. In unity, we were blessed together. Is it not true? Haven't we embraced it? Haven't we experienced it just now? The Lord is saying it's not just for one program, it's for a lifetime. That's the message for today. It's not just we come and unite only for a day like this. Of course, yes, we should. But it should continue in our everyday life. The Lord said the greatest command is love one another. If you obey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to unite all of you in my triune glory. So this is the message for us. Let's ponder for a couple of minutes. Close your eyes. And let us take a fresh commitment. Lord, I will love my neighbor as you have loved me. Lord, I will love you more than anything in this world. And then, Lord, I will love my brother and sister, overcoming all my shortcomings in my life. Continue to be in that attitude of prayer. Amen. I call Pastor Francis.
In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and bless your holy name for this wonderful time before you, Lord, for the time of fellowshipping and worshiping and creativity before you, Lord. Father, we lift you up, we glorify you, Lord. In Psalm 133, verse 1, you say, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Lord, we thank you that we have witnessed that unity today among us, through every song that we have heard, through the skit, and every heart has been lifted up. We praise your holy name. We glorify you, Lord. Thank you for the time that the brethren have had to practice and to come together and present it today. Father, we glorify your holy name. Father, we pray that this spirit of togetherness shall continue in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. And it shall continue beyond this gathering in Jesus' name. Every group and each participant, Father, we pray, God Almighty, that you will bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever talent that we have offered today, Father, we pray it shall continue to grow in the mighty name of Jesus, and it shall continue to draw us closer to you in Jesus' name. Father, as we go, let your presence, let it lead us in the mighty name of Jesus. Want to remember that little girl that is sick in MSQ cell, that Lord, that girl supposed to be here, but she couldn't attend. Father, we pray, God Almighty, you will touch her in the mighty name of Jesus. Speed recovery for her in Jesus' name. We pray, God Almighty, as many that may be sick, wherever they may be, let the hand of healing be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless everyone that present today, that the presence of God shall never depart from you in Jesus' name. When next we are having the second batch of this presentation, Father, everything shall be to your glory in Jesus' name. This ministry that you have used for us today, Father, we pray that you continue to reign in that ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless them, bless their coordinator and all the leaders of home cells in the mighty name of Jesus. All our guests that are here, we pray that God Almighty shall continue to bless you in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and bless your holy name. As we depart, let your presence lead us and go with us in Jesus' name. Let us reach our different home safely in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Let's be on our feet. We have tea and biscuits as refreshment. Please let us have a cup of tea before we depart to our various homes. Let's close our eyes and share the grace together in fellowship. And may the grace and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all. I do have a wonderful night's rest.